from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
New negotiations between Guyana and the IMF are expected soon. All the signs are that talks will be tough. Suriname launches a motivation campaign, urging people to take part in the general election. And a leading Caribbean observer says the region can expect little in return for Gulf War support.
I think we have sort of compromised our negotiating position by being so unequivocal in our support of the United States on all issues, so we are considered to be safely in their back pocket.
I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Guyana government and the International Monetary Fund are about to begin negotiating new conditions for additional economic recovery support to the country. An IMF team is now in Guyana, assessing last year's economic performance. And as we hear in this report from Sharif Khan in Georgetown, the IMF is likely to find that last year's targets have not been met.
An IMF team is now in the country assessing the performance of the economy last year, and the central bank governor, Mr. Pat Matthews, told the BBC Caribbean Report the team still has a lot of work to do. Well-placed sources, however, say government has failed to meet any of the targets agreed with the IMF for last year and will have to agree to tough new conditionalities if it is to get further structural adjustment credit this year. The sources say most subsidies are to be removed from basic items and prices of kerosene oil and gasoline are to be increased significantly. Electricity rates are also tipped to go up by about 50%, and the Guyana dollar is to be further devalued to bring the official rate to within 15% or less of the prevailing cambio rate. The rate at the cambio today is 102 to 1 for the US dollar, and the further devaluation could push the official rate to about 85 to 1 for the US dollar. This would have a shocking effect on the already high cost of living and would be a hard blow to cushion. Government spokesmen have tried to link these tough fund conditionalities to higher oil prices from the war in the Gulf, but with prices not rising significantly, they will have to find some other explanation. The public sector is also to be further trimmed this year in a restructuring of the central administration. The government and the IMF team have at least another week before they complete negotiations on the new conditions, and the 1991 national budget, which was expected to have been presented in Parliament this month, is not now expected to be tabled until sometime in February. In the meantime, the prices of food items like sugar and salt are already rising steadily. In Georgetown, Sharif Khan for BBC Caribbean Report.
And Caribbean Report understands Jamaica is to receive a $30 million loan from the IMF to assist in the payment of the island's excess oil bills in 1991. The loan will be drawn down from the IMF's contingency and compensatory facility. That facility is available to other Caribbean countries as well, upon application. Suriname's interim government has said it will announce the date of the elections in 2 weeks. The government was installed by the army after a Christmas Eve coup, with a promise that elections would be held in 100 days. Since then, the time frame has been extended to 150 days, and elections are now expected by the end of May. I spoke to Chandra van Binnendijk in Paramaribo about how the government is paving the way to the polls.
A special ministerial commission was formed by them to see into it that all the preliminary work and all the organizational work that has to be done to get everything ready for the elections. The Vice President, Mr. Shuve Adambos, is consulting the National Assembly on this matter, and this week he has had 2 meetings already with them.
But are the mechanisms in place to ensure that there will be a free and fair election?
The mechanisms that are to be used in the coming elections will basically be the same as the ones that were used in the 1987 elections. Now, those have been praised by national and international observers as having been truly free and fair. And this week, a motivation campaign was launched. On Tuesday, Mr. Weydenbos talked to the personnel of registry offices, and he stressed that the government has the duty to guarantee well-organized elections. There's also a campaign launched to urge people to take part in the coming elections and to help check if they are registered properly. People can come to the offices as of Tuesday and see if they are registered properly and if this is all in place, so that the mechanisms can really be controlled by the people for the coming elections.
And what is the mood in Suriname now? Are people confident that elections will go ahead?
So far, people have not expressed any doubt that they would not take place. What some groups are worried about is the time that this new elected government, how much they would have because of the